Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Almost a year ago, UK soil scientist and director of UK's Princeton Research and Education Center, Dr. Lloyd Murdoch, found wheat blast on a single wheat head. Now, for many of us, a blast can be a good thing, but in small grain production circles, that discovery got the attention of researchers at the state and national levels.
It was only one head that we have found. People suspect there's probably others around, and the fact that it's kind of made such a big splash is the fact that wheat blast is a very devastating disease in South America. They really struggle with wheat blast there on their small grains. So we don't want it in the United States, and we want to be able to maintain our foreign markets, and that could restrict some of the foreign markets.
The South American losses range from 40% to 100% losses of some crops, but he says research work here has turned up good news.
It turns out that it's not the exact same organism that is in South America, which is really good news. So it didn't float up or come in by boat or anything like that from South America. So it's not the real aggressive type that we have there, and this organism is the same organism that affects ryegrass here in Kentucky and has for years.
So they'll continue to keep an eye on this strain to see how it develops. We'll be right back.
811, 811, 811, 811, 811. No matter how you say it, 811 adds up as the first number to call before you dig. It's the new, easy-to-remember number. Calling 811 is the first step toward avoiding a costly and potentially dangerous encounter with buried pipes or lines. So whether you are excavating several acres or just several square feet, call 811 before you dig.
This message brought to you by Kentucky 811.
Back with UK soil scientist Dr. Lloyd Murdoch, he says wheat blast will get attention at UK's Wheat Field Day next week, Tuesday, May 15. He says UK researchers like Mark Farman deserve credit for tracking this current development.
He's been there. APHIS, which is a national organization, has been there working on it. Don Hirschman, our plant pathologist here at Princeton, has been working on it. I mean, they've got it under control.
That field day, Tuesday, sponsored in part by the Small Grain Growers Association, will feature several important topics, but on this wheat blast thing, it looks like they've dodged a bullet.
We just don't think it's going to be a big problem. And there's probably some out there somewhere, but it's difficult to find, and that tells you a story right there.
Again, that wheat field day at UK's Princeton Research and Education Center next Tuesday, May 15, county extension offices have programs. Program and registration details. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.